The next speaker will be Mr. Courtney. Gentlemen, I don't know whether I am an expert on gold or on money, but I'm certainly no expert on wine, so I'm a bit embarrassed to use the simile that Professor Friedman has used. What I mean by a free market for gold was the right to export and import and to have a free market in a country. The connection between the price of gold and the level of prices has been completely falsified by the monopoly of the government and by the arbitrary maintenance of the price of gold without having a gold standard. And this is the great misunderstanding. And therefore, we have to find what the price of gold should be. But this is a very complicated issue. I happen to disagree with practically everything that's written on the subject, and that would hold me for hours here if I would have to explain why I espouse finally the view expressed by Professor Rist in an article which I mentioned, which is translated in The Triumph of Gold. But then I want to come to something that seems to me very important. I happen to be, first of all, very pessimistic about the shape of the things to come. And I very frankly deplore to see a gathering of this caliber, of this quality, which will probably simply discuss of the sex of the angels and who is going to be the rather priest, as Professor Mises said before, rather than try to propose to the politicians some kind of a program. Failing that, we have what we have seen recently, a similar report coming out in America by the so-called Commission on Money and Credit, which is a scandal. There is no other word for it than for that report. You may be aware of that report. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I feel that the great problems we have is to restore international monetary order. What are the main obstacles there? There are in our opinion two, and a few ancillary problems. But primarily, I doubt that, I for one doubt that there is any other way of restoring international monetary order outside of an international gold standard. And here we are getting into trouble immediately. What is a gold standard? I have in my files here that I didn't realize I would have for 10 minutes. I have asked a few professors, I have asked a few famous experts of the United States to be good enough and define the word gold standard. We would laugh if you would see that as the kind of definition I have been given. And it's about time that we agree on what is meant by a gold standard exactly in this context. Now, the second great obstacle is the price of gold. You can't restore the gold standard remaining at the present price of gold. Here we hear the most extraordinary objections. First of all, you find a committee in the United States called the Committee on Sound Money. It is in favor of a restoration of the gold standard. In fact, a more rigorous gold standard than I stand for myself. And yet, they think we can attain that without changing the price of gold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I submit it's heavy that a body of economists cannot agree on such a simple point. Now, if we cannot agree among ourselves in this, how the devil do we expect politicians to agree on anything? How do you wonder that we are misled and dismanaged and we have this international disorder? It cannot be otherwise. If I had any power in the world, I would close the famous experts in a room for 6 months, a year, 2 or 20, until they die, provided they agree with something. Because it's a shame what's going on, that after so many discussions on these problems, that they can't even agree on a very simple issue. Now, on top of that, one of the arguments is given against the change in the price of gold is that it will be inflationary. But this is the great problem. That nobody afraid we are going straight into some form of controls. I can't envision exactly what kind of controls we are going into, but it looks to me my great blessed country is going into real death controls, including state controls. All this by the failure of, first of all, of the professors to do their duty. And because you can't expect politicians to have ideas clear if the so-called experts in the world cannot agree on what they should do. I really believe that it's about time that the professors get together and instead of trying to find very fine points on if they agree or disagree,